Leo Frank Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 1723. Visible translated text is as follows. This said George Wren, or Dr. Wren, being the brother of Jimmy Wren, said Jimmy Wren, being the man who has been assisting C.W. Burke, said C.W. Burke, being a witness signing the affidavit of C. Burtis Dalton in Florida, and the notary public purporting to attest what purports to be an affidavit from an old Negro woman by the name of Mary Rich. Dan M. Goodlin, Jr. testifies by affidavit in substance as follows. On Tuesday, the 28th of April, 1914, I went in company with Charles Siglia, whom I had arrested on a warrant from the Municipal Court of Atlanta, to the vicinity of Butler Street and Fraser Street. We went there to look for a man who had agreed to go on Sigla bond. We found the man we were looking for, and all three of us stepped into a blacksmith's shop to fix up the bond. Just as I came out, I saw a young Negro boy by the nickname of Peaveen, and he said, "You scared me. I thought you was coming after me." And then I said, "Where do you live?" He pointed to where he lived. I then said, "Well, I'll know where to come when I want you." George Wren had been standing nearby in front of Peaveen's house. Just then he came up to me and asked me something about how the sheriff's case was coming. About that time, Bass Rosser walked up. There was no conversation at all between myself and George Wren or Peaveen about the Frank case or anything connected with it. We just had a few casual words conversation. George W. Epps Jr. testifies by affidavit in substance as follows. I am the George Epps who testified in the trial of the case of the state of Georgia versus Leo M. Frank. Since signing an affidavit this morning with reference to what occurred in Birmingham, Ayla, I have seen on the street the man who took me from Atlanta, Georgia, to Birmingham and who passed with me under the name of Terry. I picked him out on the street at a bootblack stand near the corner of Hunter and South Pryor Streets. I spoke to him and he spoke to me. I called him Mr. Terry. I am positive that he is the man. I never knew him under any other name except the name Terry. Mr. M.A. Gurner was with me at the time I saw him and addressed the man as Jimmy Wren, and Terry asked,